I had one little girl go around and pick up those crumbs. And that's, if that won't break your heart. But then by the next year, I could afford to care. I'd just pick up what I had at home. It might be a baked potato, a piece of cheese, or crackers, a biscuit, or cornbread. And they'd eat it. A lot of them would. A lot of them would. But we don't have that now. They have, they say that a lot of times a first grader will drop a $20 bill on the floor.
That was really sweet of you to do that.
Well, yeah. So.
We could turn that off.
What are they doing playing music in here? We have to turn that off. Yeah, I guess some of those kids had a really hard time.
Oh, they did. They did. But hard times, we think it hurts us, but it, as I say, it builds character a lot of times. If you never wish for anything, and of course, I think we didn't have anything at Christmas time. If we were lucky, we might have a little locket or a little ring and fruit. Now children don't, I bet your grandchildren don't know, they couldn't get it in a room. Could they?
No.
No. And they don't have to want for a thing. Most children don't.
Did you have homemade dolls when you were little?
No. But I knew this was my last doll, and it had the head made of? Head, and you know, on the neck.
Was it a corn cob? Well,
no.
My parents' dolls, my mom's dolls were.
But it would, anyway, it would break.
Mm. Oh, like a porcelain.
China. Huh? Look kind of like a china. That's uh-huh. right.
Uh-huh.
And so she broke it, and that was the last doll I had. And from then on, I just got fruit. But now, these kids of my family, you have to almost force them to eat fruit, you know. Eat an orange. We would hide them, you know. And when we had four or five of us slept in the same room, which was not as awful, but we had to do it. And the truck would come by from the mountains with apples, you know. And my sister was the worst one. She'd hide one and then chomp on it while we had done the rest of us had one. But anyway.
Was it the gypsies that brought the apples down?
Hmm?
Who brought the apples down from the mountains? Was it the
Just a mountaineer.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he'd come in a covered wagon, you know. And that was, that was good. That was good. We had plenty
fresh.
Of fruit, but not winter time. We didn't. So, well. But anyway, I don't know.
Well, when we're finishing up, we like to, we forgot to ask you about ghost stories.
Yeah.
What?
Ghost stories? You know any Roswell ghost stories? Or were there any ghost stories in your family?
No, I can't think of much ghost stories. I sure.
Any Civil War stories?
What about any games that you played growing up, or you saw a lot of kids playing games? What kind of games would kids play?
Well, we played. What was the name? You throw a ball over the house. Yank me over. I think that was the name.
What's it called?
Yank me over. Some children would stand on this side and another, and then you threw it, and if you caught it, you got so many points or something.
Oh.
And, all the way across the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Across the house. Yeah. Across the house. And then we played, this is what children don't do. They're not creative anymore.